It's really important for you all to know that while we were upstairs just now, the band pointed out that the entire time that this is happening, they can see our butts. So I'm really worried about my line right now. When I was 22, I got a job, and that doesn't seem so extraordinary. Lots of people get jobs at that age, but I had studied German literature in college. And I went to New York with this idea that I was going to translate German plays into English. There's about the demand for that that you would think there is. Because in German plays, there's always somebody who dies. And so I got this job by accident, because if it was 1997 and you were in New York and you had a college degree and a pulse, they would just chuck jobs at you as you walked down the street. And it was more money than I ever knew that anybody could make, period. Certainly more than I ever thought that I would make. It was enough money to pay my rent, and if I had wanted to, I could have bought a car, too. And I would tell people in bars how much money I made, and that was because I didn't know. I was too young to know that was really tacky. But I just thought it was absurd. I just wanted to share with people how absurd that was. And so I decided that Christmas that I would use this money, and I would make it the best Christmas ever. And my girlfriend at the time, I had known her since we were children, and her family had had a lot of money, and then they had lost it. And one of the things that was lost was a grand piano. So I decided that I would replace the grand piano. I would make whole again what had been missing. And I started asking people about it, and people said there's this thing called a Korg, and I'm going to box it up. You can carry it up into an apartment. Musicians use it. It's got kind of a nice sound, And sort of I had this vision where we would have this piano, and I would come home from work, and I would roll my sleeves up, and I would put my tie like there, and I would pour myself two fingers of scotch, and I would have learned to play the piano, which I don't. And my girlfriend would arrive home, and I'd be like playing Send in the Clowns. You know, and like, you know, the job of a piano, what it does is it sits there in a house or an apartment, and it says there are two people here and they love each other very much, and one of them makes a lot of money. And you can't do that on a Korg. It's very small. So I looked in Loot in the one ads, and I, just because I'm an idiot, I bought the first piano that I saw. You know, I took a friend to this loft in Soho, and this woman explained that, like, she had bought the pianos from a bunch of, she called them Goombas in New Jersey, and that sounded really romantic. And my friend is looking at this piano, and he's saying, because it's just massive. It's so big. And, you know, they're like keys. They go thunk. They're like, they don't make piano sounds at all. And she said, you know, I've got people coming to see the piano tonight. And I said, I will take it. Give me this huge piano. And so I called Piano Movers, and I bought a folio of Beethoven sonatas, and I waited for the best Christmas ever. And then I got a call from the movers. And if you've ever moved anything in New York, you will know that everything is moved by Russians. That's what they do. And so I got this call in the middle of the day, and the voice on the other end of the phone said, what is this piano? And I was like, there's no answer to that question, because the answer is in the question. And I said, I don't know. What do you mean? And he said, this is a grand piano. And I said, it's not a grand piano. I saw it. It's upright. And he said, it is upright, that it is grand. It is an upright grand piano. And so he explained that he was going to have to bring more men. And he asked if I had any friends who would come help move the piano. And I started calling friends. And I'm like, you've got friends. And then you've got, like, friends who will help you move. And then you've got, like, friends who will help you move a piano. One. So, like, we got there, and we were waiting for them. And the moving truck arrived, and it rolled up. And the guy said, you do not want this piano. I'm like, I mean, I've seen Red Dawn. Like, I know you can't trust Russians. And I was like, no. No. I want this piano. And he said, I would have paid absolutely nothing for this piano. So, like, we all, like, we get behind the piano, and there's, like, his extra Russians and my one piano-moving friend. And, of course, like, I've sent my girlfriend out on a mission. Like, and she comes home, and we don't have the piano in the house yet. When she comes home, and she sees, like, me and six Russians and my friend Matt. We're all, like, yoked to the piano like oxen, like, shoving it through the apartment door. And there are, like, paint chips flying everywhere. And we got the piano in, and she sits down next to it, and she starts singing. This is my piano, you don't have one. You know, and I had done it. I had made whole again what was missing. I had replaced her father. It was the best Christmas ever. And the problem is that nobody plays the piano. So let me explain this by saying that nobody surfs. Like, I tried to surf once, and because I explained I'm an idiot, like, I actually bought the surfboard. And I went out there, and there were, like, 100 people out there in the waves. They're all, like, bobbing up and down. And then, like, one dude, he furiously paddles off in one direction. And we're all thinking, like, if we go in that direction, we'll be cool, too, because we'll be surfing. We all, like, paddle after him. And that one dude, like, takes off. And the rest of us just, like, sit there and look at each other. So, like, nobody surfs. There are, like, 5 dudes who surf, and they just keep making videos. Like, this is... like how I feel about piano playing. They're like, there aren't a lot of piano players. They're just always on television. There was like one person who played the piano in the apartment. Let's just make sure we all understand what we all already know to be true, which is that I did not learn how to play the piano. And my girlfriend didn't really play it either, even though she could play the piano. There was one dude who came by, and I swear to God, I'm not making this up. He was writing a rock opera. And like that opera has never been performed anywhere except in my apartment. And then, you know, of course, like, I'm going to tell you one more thing that you, I'm sure, already know, which is that I did not marry that woman, and she went to grad school, and I had to get rid of this piano. And here's the deal. Like, when the Russians move the piano in, the moving, and this is true when you move furniture, too, it's an elaborate ruse to get 6 very large Russians in your house, and then they tell you that they only work on tips, which is silly, because there's like, you've already paid the moving company, and there's no cost except labor, so you've already paid for them, but then you've got these guys in your house, and they're not like Evgeny, who works in IT. These guys are like these are, they're really tall, and it's like they cut their own hair with shards of glass. These are really scary guys. So, like, when they move the piano in, you pay for it twice. So I had to, like, move the piano out again. We finally got rid of it with more Russians. Like, we took it to a charity auction. And at this time, like, somebody, some smart person paid $200 for that piano. And by the time I'd, like, bought the piano and, like, had the Russians move it in, had the Russians move it back out, I had paid $2,000 for it. So I paid $2,000 for a $200 donation to Doctors Without Borders. A bad deal for everybody. So here's my Christmas piece of advice to all of you. You may have figured it out already. I have a friend who's an ornithologist, and he said that male birds carry, you know, elaborate feathers and stuff to impress female birds. Now, we know this, but what he said that was interesting was that you don't... the female birds aren't looking at the feathers, and they're thinking, like, I want that color blue for my fledglings. Like, they're not impressed by the feathers. What it is that, like, if you have these elaborate displays of feathers, they weigh you down, and it makes you easier to catch. And so the female birds are looking at the male birds, and they're thinking, like, that guy is so weighed down, and yet the predators can't touch him. I want a piece of that. So when you're thinking about presents, when you're thinking about, like, large presents or expensive presents or large expensive presents, ask yourself this question. Have I the wings to carry this plumage? Merry Christmas.
Brendan Greeley.